It's Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Sands, S-A-N-D-S. I'm the fire marshal for the city of Shawnee. We got the call about 7 o'clock this morning, reported house fire. Fire crews arrived with heavy fire and smoke showing. Able to rescue two elderly subjects inside the home. Another subject was able to enter or exit on his own out of the basement. Fire crews received reports of a male and a child still inside the home. Fire crews found the male victim inside the home, attempted resuscitation efforts, and did not succeed. The reports of the child has been located inside the home, is deceased. Our thoughts are with the family and with the victims right now. Fire is still under investigation. We're going to find out what caused this fire. We're going to find out why the people weren't able to escape. That we don't know yet. Investigators haven't been able to make entry inside the home. Fire crews are still putting out hot spots. We're going to be here for a while.
The child, can you tell us male, female, what age around?
Right around 3 years old.
Little girl or boy?
That I can't confirm right now.
Okay.
Where was the child located?
Inside the house. Looks like in a hallway trying to escape at this point.
Was the child near the adult, the male adult?
That I can't confirm right now until we get investigators inside. But again, our thoughts and our hearts are out with the family, the survivors, and for the victims of this fire.
So the two people that survived are two elderly
females? Two elderly females, and then one gentleman in his 30s was able to escape this fire.
Okay, so the two elderly people?
Were able to escape. Fire crews rescued them. There's a male in his 30s that escaped through the back of the home, they're all transported to KU Hospital right now.
So we have how many?
Three survivors and two deaths.
Okay, so far. Okay.
Correct.
Was the fire concentrated to one particular location in the house?
Again, right now, there's heavy fire and smoke conditions. Until we get all the fire extinguished, we're not going to send investigators in until it's safe to do so. Again, we're going to find out what caused this fire. We're going to find out why these people weren't able to escape correctly. This is a good reminder for everybody this morning. Before you leave for work, check your smoke alarms.
Tough day for firefighters.
It is. It's hard for a firefighter to see this. It's hard for anybody to see this. We do have chaplains available for the fire crews, and we're going to stick together.
And one more question. The male is deceased, roughly what age?
Right now, it looks like possibly in their 40s, but I can't confirm that right now. So, I'm sorry?
A 3-year-old child.
Correct. Not at this time.
Do you guys know where they all were?
That I can't confirm yet. The patients were transported to KU Hospital. We do have our investigators en route to try to get more information. As soon as we find out more, we'll definitely let you guys know. Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. Sands, S-A-N-D-S. Correct. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll try to keep you guys updated.